This is the Greg Belford Show.
I read across a piece at Fox News this morning, and the headline caught my attention. It says, AI can predict political orientations from blank faces, and researchers fear serious privacy challenges. And without going hip deep into this, because the story goes through it, you're getting a reaction from people who are, these are educated folks. This is Michael Kaczynski. He is the lead author of a report. This was a study published in American Psychologist. And he says an algorithm's ability to accurately predict your political views, he said, is kind of on par with how well job interviews predict job success or alcohol drives aggressiveness, he said. But he said what the concerns are is that AI can capture, you know, your face and so on. And they have done some work on this in trying to determine their views of the people. You know, you got all these photos, and so now you tell artificial intelligence, you know, how do these people lean? Are they Democrats? Are they Republicans? Are they whatever? And so Kaczynski, talking about this, he said, I think that people don't realize how much they expose by simply putting a picture out there. I'm like, oh, my heavens. He said, we know that people's sexual orientation, political orientation, religious views should be protected. And he said, it used to be different in the past. You could enter anybody's Facebook account and see, for example, their political views, the likes, the pages they follow. But many years ago, Facebook closed this because it was clear for policymakers and Facebook and journalists that it's just not acceptable, just too dangerous. And he said, but you can still go to Facebook and see anybody's picture. That's if they put their picture out there. A lot of people don't. And he goes on to say, this person never met you. They never allowed you to look at a picture. They would never share their political orientation. And yet Facebook shows you their picture. And what our study shows is that this is essentially, to some extent, the equivalent to just telling you what their political orientation is. What? How do you determine a And so the algorithms used by AI are able to do this. And they say that their findings show the need then for the public and policymakers to recognize and address the potential risks of facial recognition technology to your personal privacy, and that analyzing then your facial features associated with political orientation revealed that conservatives tended to have larger, lower faces. So they could, using AI, they could take a look at your photo and identify as to whether or not you're a conservative or not. And he told Fox News Digital, he said, algorithms can be very easily applied to millions of people very quickly and cheaply. And the study is more of a warning tale about the technology that's in your phone and is very widely used everywhere. So AI, in fact, because you may There was a story that I shared within the last week. I think it was a story that was trending regarding a woman who was had filed a lawsuit against Target because Target was using this AI facial recognition technology in their stores and, you know, and cataloging then all of that data. And so she was suing them because in the state where she was located, it's against the law. So she was suing them, going after them for that kind of collection. Do you worry about that stuff? Do you worry about, you know, whether it's your image being collected when you're out and just doing your shopping at places, or like this AI in your photo on Facebook and what AI may be showing? And this is where I start to go and I start wondering, am I nutty? Maybe I'm nutty because I start wondering when this is a little faith I have in our federal government, given the things that we see transpiring right now. I have no faith in our federal government. I really don't. Sadly, I think what we have seen just more and more, and how quickly things have just completely unraveled and fallen apart. And I start to wonder now, I'm on the air anyway, so pretty well known what my views are. I don't try to hide my views from you on issues. We talk about them all the time. When will we start using AI? Will the government start using AI to identify people could be potential threats? In other words, religious people, conservative people, start identifying. This is where my mind goes. And I start wondering, am I nuts? Seriously, am I nutty in thinking these things? Because we've seen the advance of AI technology at a degree that, you know, you've got AI producing all manner of things. I'll give, you know, for example, there's this.
This is Crooked Joe. You're listening to the Greg Belford Show on Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
But that's AI. That was not Joe Biden saying this is Crooked Joe. That's AI. So, I mean, is it crazy to begin to think then if they are able to identify from your photo your political beliefs? Do you fear then that what the government might do with that? Am I crazy for thinking that? Let's get to your call, 605-336-1320. I welcome your thoughts. John, good morning. You're on Kello.
Good morning,
Greg. Hi, John.
Hey, buddy, you're not crazy at all. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Okay, if they think this is real, and it probably is, AI can determine what your political is, then the government will probably think they can use this to determine your future. What you're going to be in the future, how you're going to act, and where you should be categorized at.
Yeah, well, I wonder then, do you fear repercussions because of your political views?
Well, yeah, my political views, everybody knows. I register. I mean, the government already knows it.
Yeah.
So I ain't worried about that. But what I'm worried about is that them getting this mindset that they can predict your future, saying you're going to be this in 5 years.
Right.
So we got to restrict you from being able to get there.
Right. What
scares me.
Well, there's that movie with Tom Cruise. The name's escaping me at the moment. I have trouble with names, remembering names of movies, streets, whatever it is. But where the government's getting into and Minority Report, yeah, where they start, you know, they're seeing then into the future and that kind of thing, and your actions. This stuff gets a little bit creepy, John.
Well, it's coming true right before our eyes here now, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. John, thanks so much for your thoughts. Phone lines are open, 605-336-1320. Good morning, Art. You're on, Kello.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
You stole my thunder. I was just talking to the screener about Minority Report and how, you know, they were using some, well, to me, it was artificially done because it was all based on
predictive. Yeah, what you will do. Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. So I was thinking the same thing you are. And besides, I don't know who I'm voting for a long time. It doesn't matter what side I lean. I vote for a person, not a party. So
right,
them
right.
saying that they can, and I mean, just about everybody I know says that. And I don't know how many actually believe that. But
Says what's that? I'm sorry, Art. I missed what your reference.
Just the fact that they think they can predict somebody's political tendencies.
Right.
I know a lot of guys that say, heck, I don't know who I'm going to vote for until I walk up to the poll sometime. So to say they can artificially guess this, well, they're better than most people I know.
Yeah, well, is it crazy of me to say that I get a little bit worried? So, now, again, I mean, for me, I'm on the air, so everybody knows what my political leanings are. I don't make any attempt to hide that from you. We talk about these things because I think they're important to the future of our country, which is why we discuss them. So no surprise, but you can't help but wonder how the government might use that against people.
Yeah, I'm very uncomfortable with what the government thinks it has the right to do. You're certainly right about that.
Well, I appreciate your perspective, Art. Thank you so much for your thoughts. Phone lines are open if you want to join the program. 605-336-1320 is my number, 605-336-1320. Good morning, Bill. You're on, Kello.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Kind of, Greg, the question that I have is that I think it's already here because how would that study have been, or that article would have been written? And then even on the show, you announced instead of Biden saying something, it was AI. And that's what really scares me, that this stuff is already being used. But now they're just letting it out to make, well, we're going to be open about it. And what do you think about it?
Well, this was a study that was published in American Psychologist.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, the thing that really scares me is how far does it go and how quickly will it go? Because it is AI, artificial intelligence.
Right.
So if there's a crime or that they want to, you know, charge you with, are they charging you with AI evidence or real evidence?
Yeah, well, and I think we got to a point, you see this in, I think, being utilized against Donald Trump is no evidence.
That's exactly right, and that's, you know, that's where this thing, if they know or they can determine or they say they can determine who we are, what we are, where we're going, what we're doing, and it's strictly just a theory. I mean, they say it happens, and yeah, it does
right.
happen, but...
And then the question becomes, do you want that information in the hands of the federal government?
No, because that's what the Constitution protects us from. It's exactly that. That they can't have that information. But like you said, your phone, all the other, you know,
yep.
little things that we use,
yep.
it's already on there.
No, exactly right. Bill, thanks so much for your thoughts. I appreciate it, buddy. Phone lines are open. I'd love to hear from you. 605-336-1320. 605-336-1320. Again, as I saw that story, and I'm like, the first place my mind goes, seriously, it's you're going to start the federal government identifying people that, you know, are you going to start identifying people then as conservatives? Are you going to start identifying people then based on, well, now we certain religious features? What religion they may be? And I know it sounds nutty when I say it, but that's those are the thoughts that I've had. Good morning, Greg. You're on Kello.
Good morning. That's not nutty at all. Just go back some amount of years when the Tea Party was targeted by the IRS.
Yeah.
So they've used government agencies to pick apart people, you know, based on ideologies or political alignments. And now the recent passage of the FISA court's warrantless part where they can actually spy on Americans, it makes it that much easier.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Greg? I was really disappointed that the FISA passed.
Yeah, I was too. It's kind of hard to say exactly what was going through the minds of our congressmen in our state. It's not right. You got to have a warrant. It's in the, what is that, Fourth Amendment?
Yep.
So I don't know. It's pretty easy there, but when you take away the, you know, the point of having a warrant, it makes it that much easier about what you're talking about for them to spy, to look, to start compiling, making lists, and they're already doing it. I mean, I think one of your callers said everybody already knows who I'm going to vote for, so he's not worried about that, nor am I. I mean, I think my political beliefs are mine, but if they're going to use them to target us for particular stuff in the future, I guess we just got to keep our eyes open.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much, Greg. Phone lines are open, 605-336-1320. Good morning, Melvin. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
How are you, my friend?
I am fine. I'm fine, but I'm so concerned. Many interesting points raised by the, you know, recent callers. I'm glad you brought up Trump yourself. The government's use in a country that's almost completely fallen to communism. If this comes on the next term, we're really in trouble. So I'm just encouraging our conservative people to get on their feet and start resisting this drive that's happening in our country now. It'll be too late.
I can't argue with that, my friend. It drives me every morning. There's certain things I want to make sure that you hear every day because they're very, very disturbing, shocking. Melvin, thank you, my friend, for your call. Let's get to Eric. Good morning, Eric. You're on Kello.
Good morning. I think we should use AI to see how corrupt our government is and our politicians. I think that would be the only good use for it.
Right.
To give us a rating, you know, when we go to the polls or in the paper or the news to see how corrupt the government officials and politicians are. And it shouldn't be,
I understand
it shouldn't
where
be
you're
used
coming
for anything
from.
Else. It shouldn't be used for anything else because anything else, it's just for fun. You know, you play with it. You,
right,
you
right.
Make, fun things like you said with Biden, you know. But I think that would be the only good use for the American people is, you know, it could we could send AI out in there and it could investigate and give us more information on how corrupt they are.
I'd love that.
Years.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Eric. Great comment. Let's get to, is that Craig? Good morning, Craig. You're on, Kello.
Hi. I was just going to say, you don't even need a picture. All you need is about two, maybe three indicators to tell what you are. I mean, if you're a white female college educated, chances are you're liberal. If you're black and you're a member of the NRA, you're going to be conservative. You know, if you're white male Baptist, conservative. They know with 99% accuracy just by a couple indicators.
So what is we're talking about AI here though,
right?
So you've got nothing to add. All right. Thank you, Craig. Good morning, Joe. You're on, Kello.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Joe.
Good. Yeah, no, I don't think you're crazy at all. I think the same thing, you know, when I hear these kind of stories and, you know, people are so conditioned to, you know, just be used to cameras in their face everywhere, from the grocery store to, I mean, just everywhere. And yeah, what are they going to use that for? It's, you know, kind of like, your caller here just a few callers ago was talking about predictive technology.
Yes.
And there's, I don't know if you've ever heard of Whitney Webb, but she's just an amazing researcher, and she talks a lot about this pre-crime stuff and how they're going to use that to basically start locking people, you know, in the name of public safety, of course, locking people up for, you know, offenses they've never committed. And so
that's Minority Report, like we were just talking about. Exactly right.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's really happening. So I encourage you to check out Whitney Webb on Rumble or wherever, but she talks about pre-crime quite a bit. And, you know, the deep state, going down that road, and it's pretty scary. So,
well, I really appreciate your call. Whitney Webb, will do, Joe. Thanks for sharing that with us this morning.